I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
No, he's looked good. You know, he came back, I think, the first day there. He's been back 2 days, I believe, and the first day looked good and looked fast, looked fresh, which happens when, you know, you're not out there through the 18, 17 practices leading up to then, or 15, whatever it was. So, yeah, he's looked good, and now it's, hey, you know, how does he look through the weekend here? And then what's the role, right? So everyone has to have a role, and how big or small is it, and what does it look like? And some of that's, you know, with Joe and our offense and working with Josh and getting that, you know, rapport built back up.
That is Bills head coach Sean McDermott from earlier this week talking about Curtis Samuel in advance of tomorrow night's preseason finale in Tampa, 7:30 game. 2 o'clock is the start of pre-game coverage here on WGR. There'll also be a sports talk Saturday from 11 to 2 featuring Josh Schmidt and some kid named Owen Parker. I'm the Bulldog. Mike is off today. Zach Jones alongside as well. Hello to all of you watching on YouTube or the Twitch. Good to have you along for the ride with us. Bullpen, what's up? 803-0550 is the number. We'll get right to calls here in just a second. Just want to pass along the latest I'm able to get my hands on. I don't have any more details on fatalities so far. 3 reported fatalities in a tour bus crash on the 90 eastbound. The bus was traveling from Niagara Falls to New York City, and a single vehicle accident is what the state police are saying. 3 fatalities, numerous people. The bus flipped over. So very scary, very serious. There's thought to be the potential for another briefing from the state police within the next hour or so. News Radio WBEN 930 AM is where you want to go for up to the minute details. But I can tell you this, within the last half an hour or so, WBEN tweeted this. The 90 is closed between Pembroke and Depew in both directions for the rest of the night. All right. So if you're planning on heading out that way for any reason whatsoever, you're going to have to find alternate routes because the thruway is closed. Again, between Pembroke and Depew in both directions. For the rest of the night, you can assume, you shouldn't assume anything, but I can tell you that the reports indicate that, and this is not surprising, that the secondary routes around there, Genesee Street, Transit Road, Main Street, out along that way, bumper-to-bumper gridlock-type situation. So if you can avoid the area at all costs, do so. But if you have to go that way, I mean, try to find the most creative route you can, because the main thoroughfares are clogged up because the 90 is going to be closed for the rest of the evening between Pembroke and Depew, both directions. So there's the lowdown on that. 803-0550 is the number. Been talking about cornerback in lieu of Tre'Davious White suffering an injury. It's not been determined yet. At least it hasn't been made known publicly what the severity of that injury is. The Bills, just the way the week worked out, didn't have any more media availability. Some players spoke yesterday, but nobody knew anything about how seriously or not seriously Trey White was hurt in practice yesterday. Sean McDermott is not scheduled to talk to reporters again until after tomorrow's game. So we're going to be in the dark here for a while, unless, you know, Sal gets a little birdie that tells him something that he can trust and go with, or one of the national guys hears something. You know, this is a level of report that you could get something from an Adam Schefter or an Ian Rappaport on it. We've, of course, got our eyes and ears peeled for that. But so far, no word on how seriously he's hurt. I've talked some about Curtis Samuel today. Really, anything and everything is on the table for you at 803-0550. That's the number. Let's fire it up here. John is first up this segment. Hi, John. Thank you for calling. You're on the air here on WGR.
Hey, how's it going? I'm really concerned about the secondary overall. But I think there's a silver lining. I trust Matt Verderam. I know he's a Chiefs fan. You guys have had him on. He's worked for Sports Illustrated, and he was at the scrimmage with the Bears. And he's a Chiefs fan, but he's honest. And he said that, you know, I respect Trey, but, you know, he can't run anymore. And he didn't really have glowing things to say there. And I think where the silver lining is, I go back to Kansas City. I hate to always compare to them, but that's kind of who we have to beat. And in 2022, they drafted five defensive backs, and four of their rookies were starting in the AFC Championship. And the thing that's kind of interesting to me is I really like Cole Bishop and Jordan Hancock. I think Dorian Strong, he has great agility drills. They're off the charts. The rookie they brought in, Zy Alexander, just a week ago from LSU. Daquan Hardy is a great athlete. I like him. And I just wonder, I'll hang up and listen, if you think Sean McDermott and Brandon Bean are going to probably have some respectful but tough conversations and say, you know what, we got these five or six young athletes, great athletes in the secondary. Maxwell Harrison will be back week five or six, presumably. Let's just rip the Band-Aid off and do what KC did in 22 and get these young athletes at corner. I don't think it's the end of the world if Dorian Strong or Daquan Hardy are starting at corner week one. I don't. I think they have to upgrade. The biggest thing, and I'll hang up and listen here, I think one of the biggest things that's not talked about is not just the defensive line in the playoffs, because they have gotten pressure many times. They have not had the athletes, the young athletes, to play man coverage, at least some of the time. And I'll hang up and listen.
All right, John, thank you for the call. I would be surprised. I mean, anything can happen injury-wise here, but...
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm not ready to put a starting corner job opposite Christian Benford on a Super Bowl team, a team with Super Bowl aspirations, I guess I should say, in the hands of Daquan Hardy or Zy Alexander. I'd be very surprised if the Bills did. Strong has gotten, it's interesting, Matt Parrino last segment said he feels like he's one of the few that are on the beat regularly who hasn't been that impressed by Dorian Strong. I think he's making the roster, but not because he's starting opening day and being counted on. I mean, maybe I doubt he's someone you could sneak through to a practice squad. He is a draft pick. I think he'll be on the team. It's bold. It's a bold take. Just play the kids. They could end up there. And look, I don't know that you have to be wrong. Maybe it's a good idea. It's the first I've ever really considered it. Rather than dipping into the free agent market, which can be just rife with, well, frankly, guys that don't have that much left anymore. I didn't really like the idea of bringing Rasul Douglas back. He's back in the window now because of not knowing the seriousness of this Trey White injury. Would I rather play an unproven kid than an underwhelming, at least last year anyway, veteran? I might prefer that. I might be with you. You didn't exactly go for a hard sell there, but I might buy. I'd be surprised if the Bills ended up there, though. And again, that's not, you know, you're saying you would do it this way. I might agree with you, because I don't know that Rasul Douglas is going to show up and really be ready to help you. At least at the level, you know, you're looking for. A level that is much better than what any one of these kids could give you. But I just think there's so much that goes into playing McDermott's system. And to me, it's a lot more than we don't have the guys that can play man. This team doesn't play a lot of man. And we'll see if, you know, when I asked McDermott about that last week, and I got into this with Parrino last segment too, Ryan Nielsen coming in, who's been a part of schemes that are more blitz heavy and therefore more man heavy, if that signaled the Bills, you know, trying to get a little more versatility within their schemes. And McDermott said the short answer was no. I didn't have time to ask him, well, what's the long answer, right? Because is that something you're looking at? It is the kind of information I could imagine a coach, and I thought this at the time we were having the conversation, but again, it just wasn't the place to like go long on the subject, I think, that he might not want to tell you. Yeah, we're actually going to play man more. We plan to blitz more. That's the kind of thing a coach is going to tell you on the radio in August, usually. Doesn't mean it's going to happen, but I wouldn't just take his dismissal of it, short answer no, as, okay, there's not going to be a philosophical shift, even a subtle one, toward more different tactics there. Maybe that's in the offing anyway, and he just didn't want to tell us because, you know, coaches don't want to tell you much of anything, really, is how it usually goes. So we'll see about that. But, you know, interesting take. Appreciate the phone call. 803-0550 is the number. We'll see about Sal. We're getting word now he's not in his room yet. We'll see. He's got 15 minutes. Does he make it? Let's bet. Can we set a line on whether Sal is going to be available for us at 5 o'clock? Yeah, no, there's no point in doing that. But anyway, phones are open for you at 803-0550. The Bills wrap up the preseason tomorrow night in Tampa. We're talking about Curtis Samuel. We're talking about Tre'Davious White and the potential for his injury and what that could mean. But we still don't know the details on how long he'll be out, if at all, after what happened yesterday late in practice. Mike is off today along with Zach Jones. I'm the Bulldog, and you're listening to WGR.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.